Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is John chapter 17, verses 20 and 21. Jesus is speaking. I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for those also who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me.
Be strong and courageous, the Lord told Joshua repeatedly as he prepared to lead the people of Israel into the Promised Land. Those of us who are believers today are trying to live God-honoring lives in a fallen world, though we'll face different challenges than Joshua encountered, and we need encouragement just as much as he did. The reassurance we receive from God does more than help us obey him. It's also foundational for Christian unity, which in turn motivates us to live and love as Jesus commanded. So if we're to be one, as the Lord prayed in John 17, it's helpful to remember what God has done for all of us who believe in him. Start by considering your own life. If you know Christ, then at some point you heard the gospel and responded in faith. God forgave and redeemed you, giving you everything pertaining to life and godliness. But you aren't the only one who's received this blessing. He's granted it to all believers. That's a powerful reason to live as one with our brothers and sisters in the faith. And with the next few devotions, we'll be taking a look at some of the blessings that come from unity in Christ.